when we retire, this is one of the roles that we could end up fulfilling, and that is helping ensure that our loved ones are well cared for as they age.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, I'm Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. And today I'll be looking at what is out there in respects to caring for our loved ones. If you're in Australia, your parent may be a recipient of a home care package, and this allows for money to be spent in the care of the recipient of the funding package. Traditionally, this has meant that you need to sign up a registered care provider who agrees to provide a range of services in exchange for control of the home care package funding. And there are fees that are charged to manage the package on behalf of their new client, your parent. So we'll have a look at how well that is working and if there are some alternatives out there. There could be many reasons why your parent wants to have in-home care services. They may not want to go into full-time nursing care, and they may want to enjoy the life in the home that they're currently living in and want to stay there for as long as possible. It may seem like a kinder thing to do. And the alternative of going into full-time nursing care may be unattractive, or it could be even unaffordable. And there's always that time factor. You just don't know how long anyone has to live. And the thought of my mother having to spend 10 years in a full-time nursing home is not palatable. So what are our alternatives? And is there some new ways of looking at this age-old problem, and a growing problem, because there are more of the aging parents out there than there ever has been before? There is a long waiting list in Australia for a home care package. It seems to be growing. So whether you are waiting first up, you've never had one before and you're on a waiting list, or you may have a home care package, but the needs of your parent have changed and they are in need of additional funding. Sometimes there's a waiting list. Sometimes it's not all immediately available. So you need to wait your turn, so to speak.
So what are we looking at in terms of support? Whether you're just looking for social support, that could be anything like helping your parents stay connected to your community or be more active in the community. It could be providing daily help with routines around the house and the garden. You might be able to get home help in regard to therapy support, so services to maintain your well-being. You may need nursing support for your parent from qualified professionals that you would be able to trust in the nursing care of your parent. Perhaps they need assistance with day-to-day living, such as showering, toileting, meal preparation, or even help with medications, and then help them live independently, so transport assistance or in-home support with daily routines, or even assistance attending appointments, shopping, personal shopping. These types of services are all considered eligible to be paid for out of a home care package. There are more than 1 million older Australians who receive some form of home care package, with many dipping into their own pockets to fund it. Over 80,000 Australians are recipients of a government-funded home care package, and this number is set to increase to 140,000 in the next 5 to 7 years. So changes to consumer-directed care mean that those receiving home care packages have the freedom to shop around and get the best deal. However, with many consumers in the dark about consumer-directed care and little understanding of what they are currently paying their provider, how do you determine whether they are getting a good deal or not? So let's see what we're dealing with. With a home care package, you receive an annual budget that you can use to access services to help you live independently. Historically, these packages were provided to consumers via approved home care providers. So this meant that once a consumer was assessed by My Aged Care, and that's a government agency in Australia, and once they are allocated a package, they would be referred to approved providers in their local area and would be required to contact each of them until they found a provider with an available package. Now, a home care package is attached to an individual and not a provider. Once someone is allocated a package by My Aged Care, they would still need to choose a provider to administer the funds. However, the big difference is that they can now choose a provider based not on whether they have a package available, but on what they can offer to the consumer. In Australia, once you have been assessed for a home care package, you will be placed on the government waiting list. Once you are allocated a package, you will still need to choose a provider to administer the funds for you, and they will charge a fee to do this. Now that consumers have the power to choose, many providers are lowering their administration and case management fees, which historically could have been as high as 40 to 50% of the total home care package. Many providers are recognising this individuality and instead of charging a flat case management fee, are introducing a tiered options for client advice with different price points depending on how much support you need. Providers of healthcare package services in Australia and indeed around the world. And traditionally they have the model of a fee for managing the services as well as charging for the services, which can be $50 an hour for non-medical help. So you're paying an hourly rate for the service provided, plus you're also being charged a fee to manage the package on behalf of the person, whether that's yourself or your aged parent. But like a lot of things, a lot of services these days, there are now online services that you can turn to. For example, a company like mabel.com.au, which can help your home care package stretch further in that with the lower fees and care workers working directly for themselves via the Mabel platform, you are able to get more hours provided than in the traditional models, which is a win-win for the person being cared for. So while the traditional home care providers may not be as flexible in the types of care they offer, innovative companies such as Mabel are reinventing the way older Australians get some help at home and giving them more bang for their buck, so to speak, in the process. It is a user-friendly online system with flexible services and fees that are good both for the consumer and the support workers as well. So the support workers available through the online platform provide a range of services from home maintenance, light chores, gardening to personal care, and even help with dementia and disability. If you're unhappy with the level of care that you're provided, if you're unhappy that different people are coming, you're not getting the same people each time, if you feel you're being disadvantaged because the number of hours that are being provided as opposed to the amount of money that is being used up in administration fees, as opposed to having more hours provided for the care package, this could be the revolution that is needed to help providing more help for those in need. Indeed, if you want to take charge, if you want to personally be able to vet each of the potential support workers that are coming into the home of your loved one, then this may be the answer. You get to choose. It saves you money. It provides more hours of care and can be a win-win situation all round. In this age of technology, why wouldn't this be a viable solution? And we just need to keep on looking for the right solutions for your loved ones, because that's one of the joys of retiring. It's a way to give back, and it's a way to give back to our families in particular, and providing them with the best possible services is a great way of showing how you care for them. So if you've been worrying about the level of service your loved ones are receiving, or if you have any experiences you want to share, get in touch with the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast. You can send an email to anne@info.annnelson.com.au, or go to the Facebook page and join the Facebook group, Retire Well, Retire Happy, and get involved in a conversation about the experiences you've had and how we can make it a better world all round for our loved ones.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.